How are you?
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Here.
Good.
Afternoon, everyone. Call this Cala City Council Audit Committee meeting to order. I guess we, if there's anybody that would like to make a public comment, they can. Otherwise, I will, I guess you'd say who's in attendance. City Manager Matt Brower, Councilman Hilton, Councilman Molliver, Councilman Musley, myself, and Mayor Gwynn. So, without further comment, are you ready, Jeannie?
Actually, Diane's up first.
Diane, okay, go ahead.
Hi, Diane Riker, CFO, ACM. First, approval of the minutes for your audit committee from October 1st. Would you like to take a motion to do that first? Would you like to?
Do we have a motion for the?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Any comments? Back to council, call the roll.
Mr. McLeod? I'm sorry. I looked right at it.
You get on me for doing it.
Mr. Musley?
How do I vote? Aye.
Mr. Molliver?
Aye.
Mr. Hilton?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye. Okay, now, item 3B, discuss the audit process and timelines.
I just wanted to let you know that everything's going as planned, and we expect Purvis Gray and Company to be in our offices about February 17th to begin their audit, and hopefully we'll be finished in about 5 weeks with them, and we'll be able to present the audit in April at your next audit committee.
The 5 weeks, when we changed over and got more efficient,
Oh, yes.
How much shorter of a time period is it taking now as compared to then?
I really don't know how long they've taken in the office, if they were here any longer, if it was just longer for us working. Let me ask Mary Ann if she knows the answer.
Mary Ann or Cindy, you should be able to.
I think it's been months.
They used to come in for months.
Yeah, I thought I remember it being somewhat longer, so yeah, thank
at one,
you.
At one point, we were a year, 2 years behind in issuing a CAFR report.
18 months.
So.
Well.
We were behind on the CAFR, I understand that. I thought your question was how long were they in our offices actually auditing our work, so.
Well, yeah. I actually phrased it that way, but I meant the other, but that's.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise report for staff, because that obviously is a huge time savings. Obviously, we're more efficient now.
Yes.
Yes, we have like five accountants on our staff now, and they're all working to accomplish it at the same time, so we should be able to get the job done.
Okay.
So, all right, thank you.
Jeannie Covington, internal auditor. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the audit committee that I go over kind of my annual audit presentation. And first of all, I know we have some new council members, and I just want to go around again and ask the format that you want to receive the reports that when I issue them, and then also anything like this. I did email it out to you on Friday. Some of you did receive hard copies in the packets on Friday, and then you have the hard copy there as well. But as far, mainly it's the audit reports that I send out. If you would like them just electronically, if you want them electronically and hard copy, or just hard copy, and I know everybody has a preference, so I just kind of want to know how you would like it.
Electronic is fine for me.
Okay.
I'd like hard copy.
Hard copy, okay. And you are okay with the electronic copies like I've been giving?
Yes.
Okay. First, I presented just a recap of the fiscal year 2013 internal audit plan. This is very similar to what I presented to council back in November, wrapping things up. And I really haven't added much more to it. There's been a few more audits that we have issued. I'll just kind of let you review all of that if you have any questions. I'd be more than happy to answer them now, or otherwise, you can just review it. And again, if you have any questions with anything there, let me know, and I'll get, help you out with that. As it states there, anything that we added to the original plan that was approved last January 15th is in red, so you can see that there's been quite a few projects that we completed that weren't on the original plan. And I'm actually hoping that that'll happen again this year, and that's why the audit plan itself for 2014 is only one page, because I do like to leave room if management needs help with anything. I like to be there and have availability to do that. I know that we do have some projects that are going to be upcoming, just as if I was very active with the Cogsdale implementation. If we do go the route of implementing Kronos citywide, I want to be very much involved with that, and I didn't even put that on the plan. But those type of issues where I, you know, can have the time to be able to be there with any of that assistance, and then also to add anything that either council or management would like me to add to the plan. And so for 2014, a big chunk of the plan, again, is going to be the external audit assistance. I think that's working out very well. We are extending procedures that the auditors normally, we go above and beyond so we can look more detailed at the controls and try to find efficiencies and help the departments with their systems over those. I really want to dig into the internal controls for purchasing. I'm going to really look at the contracting process, look at the contracts that we currently have that are still in effect, what our renewal procedures are for them, and then also how we go about getting new contracts and the bidding, awarding, and renewal process. For Treasury, I would like to be able to make a visit to every area that receives collections for the city. So anybody that collects cash over the counter, you know, CSO, OPD, some of the other areas, and then also do unannounced petty cash audits to every area that has a petty cash fund this year. It's something that I haven't done since I've been here. And then we've got a good start on this already. The development of a Florida statutes compliance checklist. I talked with Purvis Gray about this last year, and none of their clients have it, but I just think that that's something, and they would like to see that going forward. We're going through all the Florida statutes, and anything that applies to municipality, we want to make sure that we're in compliance with. And it's not really going to be an audit. I'll probably more or less just call departments, and if it's something a certain department's responsible, just make sure they're on top of it. But we would like to get that done and completed for the end of the fiscal 2014 audit. And then I requested projects for this year that came through management. Again, the one carryover is the Cogsdale work order system, and I hope to have that finished by the end of the week. And then the new ones that we added to the plan is the pension conversion. We want to make sure everyone that was converted to the 401 was converted correctly, and we're going to make sure that the new pension ordinance was actually rolled out appropriately too, that everybody is getting the right deductions, the city's putting the contributions correctly to the new ordinance. Paid time off policy, that was a policy that went into effect probably close to going on 2 years now. Want to just make sure that all of that as well, the accruals are working properly, the carry forwards are appropriate. We're going to be looking at on-call and standby pay just to see how that is paid throughout the city and try to help management get their hands around that. Take-home vehicles, try to do an analysis of everyone that has a take-home vehicle and what's the reason for the take-home vehicle. And then the cell phone actually is a follow-up audit that's been carried forward from the previous plan year. Back in August 2011, actually did a cell phone analysis for Councilman McLeod, and I believe that management's in the process of doing a cell phone policy. And so once that gets going, I'll give it 90 days and then go back and do a follow-up review. And in the meantime, I periodically run the numbers to see, you know, the number of cell phones, air cards, and that sort of thing that we have out there. and we'll probably run that every 3-4 months, just to keep an idea of where we're at. And then the next document is just kind of an overall annual report as far as my background, Karanda's background. And again, for those of you that do not know Karanda, she's sitting right there. She's our audit specialist. And then our budget, and then also kind of a budget of where I plan on spending our time this year. And then our goals, the goals for 2013 was to complete the 2013 audit work plan. We did have some projects that were carried over to this year. The quarterly internal control testing. Last year, we actually, with the exception of capital improvements and fixed assets, which we can't do until year end, we did test things quarterly. It worked out very well. I didn't report quarterly because I didn't find any significant issues, and I probably do that again. As long as there isn't any significant issues, I will not report quarterly and just hold it for the year-end report. And again, we continue to foster sound working relationships with the departments, and again, I think that speaks for itself, all of the projects that management has come forward and asked us to help with, and then also complete projects for council. And for 2014, goals, again, very similar. Karanda is working hard to obtain her certified government auditing professional designation, and I will make sure that both of us will get the 40 hours of continuing professional education. And the other thing is, once you go through your the strategic initiatives at the end of this month, then when I issue an audit report, I'm going to try to align where how that audit helped you achieve your strategic goals. So, and that's about all I have. Any questions?
Council members, any questions?
Yeah, just looking through some of this here, and I know some of the purpose of the audit is to make sure everything is flowing properly and all that stuff, but somewhere along the way, there's got to be some dollar savings on some of the things that you maybe uncover. And do you report that as part of this, or?
Yeah, if we do find it. Okay. I know for this year, one of the things we did look at was the Coca-Cola agreement, mm-hmm. and we actually had $7,000 worth of savings. We got money back from Coke from do that. So, yeah, if we can save some money and yeah.
I'm not looking to save your salary or anything like that.
Right.
You know, but I mean, just yeah. I think it's nice information that we would need maybe at some point in time. You know, either dealing with some of our constituents or something like that, as to
and some of it's very hard mm-hmm. to make
because yeah,
a lot
sure.
of it's just efficiencies, yeah. and so how mm-hmm. do you measure that and put dollars in it? But especially, I think with the contracts, as we're looking into things, and you know, are we paying mm-hmm. them appropriately? Is the vendors giving us what we were supposed to pay for?
Right.
I think that's the opportunity where maybe we can.
Yeah, but it's more
show
like
some savings.
If you find something during the audit that would be a much more cost efficient way of running it or whatever. It would be
exactly.
Nice to know.
Right.
Type of thing.
She works for us, so whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's too, if there's something, you just give me a call. I try very hard to put council's requests, they go up for priority. I try mm-hmm. to put them, and because you are my bosses.
Other than that, I'm satisfied.
Good. Any questions?
I do have one comment.
Go ahead.
I just want to compliment council's leadership again. I think some of you were on council about 3 years ago when we made a strategic direction change to the internal auditor's office, trying to align the auditor's office with being more proactive, trying to prevent issues before they actually happen, anticipating issues. And I can give you a testimonial that we have worked well together trying to be more proactive. And I think that change council approved 2 or 3 years ago has been wonderful. And simply wanted to let you know, I think it's working well, and I think we've been more collaborative in trying to anticipate issues and prevent problems before they actually happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just don't think, I don't even think I was on when it was first implemented, so somebody did the right thing someplace.
Yeah. I think, Mayor, you were on at the time.
Yeah, Mayor was, of course.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, we were talking about bank statements that weren't reconciled for a year and a half. It was just bad.
Yep.
And so, yeah, they've both of these two. Done an awesome, awesome job, you know, with the people that you work with. Yeah. Completely different.
Yep.
Completely different.
Any other questions? No other comments? We're adjourned.
Okay.
For a few minutes.
For a few minutes.